Biologist and author Stephen Jay Gould has died of cancer. He was 60 years old. For more than three decades, Gould has been one of the most articulate science spokesmen. He was, like astronomer Carl Sagan, one of the few scientists to maintain a strong scientific reputation while spending much of his time writing for a non-scientific audience, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Stephen Jay Gould was born in New York City in 1941, where he developed two of his lifelong passions. As an early and frequent visitor to the American Museum of Natural History, Gould became fascinated by paleontology and what could be learned from the fossil record. He also became an ardent Yankees fan, despite spending most of his adult life as a professor at Harvard University, just across the river from the Boston Red Sox. Gould's most famous contribution to biology came in 1972, when he and colleague Niles Eldridge proposed a modification of Darwin's evolution theory called punctuated equilibrium. That modification suggested evolution by natural selection move not in a slow, methodical way, but in a series of jerky steps. Gould's Harvard colleague Richard Lewontin says punctuated equilibrium wasn't really Gould's most important contribution to biology.
The main point that he made over and over and over again was that evolution is a multiform process. Different things are happening. Sometimes natural selection is very important. Sometimes natural selection is not the important point. That was his most important conceptual pressure that he put on evolutionists.
Lewontin says while Gould was a respected biologist, he will be remembered for another of his talents.
Steve's greatest contribution to life was his ability to write about biology, science in general, but biology, in a way that was, first of all, accessible to the non-scientific reader, but secondly, not condescending, not oversimplified, not a cartoon of what goes on.
In 1974, Gould began writing a monthly column for Natural History magazine, a publication of the museum he had been a regular visitor to in his youth. Many of those columns turned into popular books, such as The Panda's Thumb and The Flamingo's Smile. As those titles suggest, Gould had a puckish sense of humor. In this 1997 NPR interview about his book Questioning the Millennium, A Rationalist Guide to a Precisely Arbitrary Countdown, Gould poked fun at people's obsession with the coming millennium.
There's absolutely nothing in any natural cycle that comes to us in thousands. A thousand just falls out of our choice of decimal mathematics, which I presume we selected because we have 10 fingers, and that in itself was an evolutionary accident. A millennia, just an arbitrary invention of our need to find order within an unruly cosmos.
Gould's prolific writing and his willingness to tackle any number of scientific issues made it seem at times like he knew everything about everything. But Richard Lewontin says really, outside of science, Gould only knew a lot about three subjects: baseball, church architecture, and choral music.
What Steve was a master of doing was taking those three things that he knew a lot about and using them over and over and over again in very constructive ways to illustrate his points in his popular works.
And he did so in a remarkably thoughtful way. University of California biologist Francisco Ayala has been friends with Gould since their days in graduate school in New York.
He was an extraordinary man. I mean, he was so productive and so dedicated and so amazing, and one can only be impressed.
Impressed indeed. Just before he died, Gould saw the publication of The Structure of Evolutionary Theory, a 1,400-page opus he had been working on for 20 years. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.